Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe says like this, that Niran Divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. Rebbe Yehuda says, I like the words of Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, that he says even with two stains, she's tamei, is b'shalay botka, if she did not check herself out. So at least the whole Bein HaShemashos, she did not check herself. So we have a doubt, maybe she saw the dam Bein HaShemashos. And the Divrei Chachom that say no, only if she sees the size of 3 grisim, then is a Safek Zava. But only 2 grisim she's not, that's Bisha Botka, that she checked herself out Bein HaShemashos, and she did not see them. So we know she only saw by day, so she only has a stain on underwear the size of 2 grisim, it's only like 2 riyas, therefore she's for sure not a Zava. The other one says, what did Rebbe mean to say? My bodka, my le bodka. What do you mean to say when she checked herself out and she didn't check herself out? Omer Rav, Rav says like this, that as kachtinu le rabbonim de rav, I found the rabbonim of the vei rav, the yasper, they were sitting down, currently they said like this, that they learned the machlekes between Rebbe Yehuda ben Agro and the chomiz, hocha bavai yaskinu kagoyin she bodka atzmo. She talked to made the bodika, she checked herself out, was still even ben ashmoshes, but v'loy botka chalukah, she did not check her clothing, her underwear, she did not check. And therefore she did not know when she saw these stains. Like now at the end of 3 days, she looks at her underwear and she sees now a big stain there the size of 3 grisim. She does not know when they came. Now, v'yaf atzmi, even herself also, v'loy botka, she only made a bdika, she only checked herself, ela bein hashmoshet Rav Yehuda. She only checked herself out, the bein hashmoshet, the doubt whether it's a day or night, of Rav Yehuda's man. And Rashi brings down, that's the Gemara about Madlikim, that he says that's like a chatzi mil, say half the size of a mil, that's like 18 minutes, let's say, from when the sun starts to set until it goes down. So during those first 18 minutes, that's when she made a bedika. But Ubei Nashmashet to Rav Yosi Le Botka. Rav Yosi shears a shear later. After those 18 minutes go by, at the end of Shkia, like right before the sun goes down completely, that's his sheet of Bein HaShemashos. Was really considered like hair of iron, it takes like a second, takes a few seconds, that's all. So the last few seconds, like then she did not check herself out. So what's the machlokes over here? It's like this, that's the case here. That the Rabbanan, sorry, the Rabbanan hold, the Bein HaShemashos, Rabbi Yosi Lailu, the Rabbanan don't listen, she checked herself out, the Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda. Either last minute she did not check herself out, to a bottom hold, that shear is Lila anyway. Seeing what she saw then, it's only one seeing and not for 2 days. And therefore, that she checked herself out, the whole Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda, as a chom hold like Rabbi Yehuda shita, that the Bein HaShemashos is those 18 minutes. And here she checked herself out those 18 minutes, and since she did not see then, therefore the Rabbanan say for sure, if she saw it only by day or by night, there's only like one Riyah. And now that she only saw 2 spots, like the size of 2 grisim, it's like 2 Riyahs, so she has no Tumah Zavah. And then the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra says over the name of Rabbi Yosi, for Rabbi Yosi Latam, Rabbi Yosi goes according to his own time, Rabbi Yosi Latamei, to Yom of Rabbi Yosi holds, Bein HaShemashos Sreike Hevei, that Bein HaShemashos is a Sufik, meaning in his time, means even here the lady made a bedika Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda, but the last minute of Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShemashos she did not make a bedika. So according to Rabbi Yosi, we have to be afraid maybe she saw then, and if she saw then it's a Sufik, maybe it's Yoy, maybe it's Laila, so that one Riyah she saw then helps for 2 days. So that's what Rabbi Yosi says, that Chayshina, maybe she's a Zava. So that's the way the Chum explained the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now, Raminilu Ano, Rav says back to those Rabbanim like this, Ilmolu Yodea Bienelka Ben Hashmashos Yofatam Oimrim, like he's saying, very good, if she would have made a Bedika all those 18 minutes, like if she would have left the cloth there the whole time, then you'd be right. But the Chur, they learned, Achshav No, Shemlim Siluk Yodea Rosso, like you just said that she made a bedika then Bein HaShemashos. A bedika takes a second. So let's say when she finished the bedika, why are we afraid maybe then she saw? And if she saw then, it would be a suffix for 2 days. So why do you say, according to Chumim, like, for sure she's not a Zava, maybe she saw right after the bedika. For Yom Ruli, and the Chum said back to me, back to Rob like this, no, Enech Nami, Koki Kamrinin, when do we say Pshan the Rabbonin? That the Rabbanin say she's vade not a zava, kishenosna yodea b'yanea kubein hashmosh. Like a gemoshel, she put her hands in her eyes, meaning she made a badika there, she left the shmata there, called by the whole bein hashmoshes. And therefore, the whole bein hashmosh from Yudah, there was a badika there. And then she took it out, so she knows for sure she did not see bein hashmoshes. So therefore, now at the end of 3 days, she only finds the speck or spot of two grisim, so he said like it was two riyas. So it could even happen in 2 days. That doesn't make her into a zava. She has to see 3 days consecutively. If she only saw 2 days, she's not a zava. Now the Gemara says, what did we say before the top? They start off, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says like this, that near and different Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, Rebbe likes the words of Yehuda ben Agra to say yes with Chashinun, maybe she is a zava. That's Kishalei Botka, if she did not make a bedika. So now the question is, what did Rebbe mean to say? And the Havminer is that Rebbe is saying, I like the words of Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, means even he says it all over. I just like what he says in this one instance. So what is the case? Kishalei Botka. So now, my Le Botka, what does it mean to say she did not check herself? Elam, if you want to tell me, did Botka Rebbe Yehuda? Yes, she made a bedika during the Shir of Ben Hashmoshes of the first year of Yudhisita. But Lloyd Botka, Bidu Rabbi Yossi, but she did not check herself out in the last second, last minute of Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashos. And that's why Rabbi says he likes Dibu Rabbi Yudhi Ben Agra to say what? That she is a Sophic Zavom. So then that's what Rabbi's saying, Bidu Botka. If so, Michlad, that would teach us that Rabbi Yudhi himself, Sophic, he holds, I forgot the Botka B'Tavayim, even though she checked both Ben Hashmashes. Still Chashin, and still you should be afraid, maybe she's a Zava. As Rebbe's saying, I like Rebbe Yehuda's words when she didn't make a Bedika. But Masha Rebbe Yehuda says it in all cases. The question is, how could it be her Botka? She checked herself the whole Ben Hashmashes, she didn't see then. So what could be the doubt? Maybe she's a Ben Hashmashes. Ella, Pshita isn't for sure, Bidaloy Botka. That no, she did not check herself out. Loy b'd Rabbi Yehuda, loy b'd Rabbi Yossi. That's what Rabbi meant to say. That nirin divrei Bagdad b'd Shlai Botka means when she did not make a bdika at all. That's when Rabbi likes the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Since she did not check herself out at all, bein hashmoshes, so we have a doubt. Maybe that's when she saw, and then she would be a self observer. Ah, but what's going to come out though? Botka with Rabbi Yehuda, let's say though, according to Rebbe, let's say this Isha checked herself out, left the Shmata there, the whole Ben Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda. But just for like Botka with Rabbi Yossi, she did not check herself out the last minute of Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashes, Loichayish, then you would not be afraid. Then Rebbe would not be afraid to say she's a self observer. Why? Alma, what do you have to say? That Ben Hashmashes to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashes, which is the last minute, after the Ben Hashmosh of Rabbi Yehuda is finished, the last minute before the sun goes down completely, that minute, Mashma Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi holds that L'Rabbi Lailu, that minute is called Lailu ready. And therefore, since she checked herself out, if she would have checked herself out, though Ben Hashmosh of Rabbi Yehuda, even though she did not check herself out this last minute, still she would be, should be tar, she would not be a Zava. Because Rabbi holds this last minute is called Vade Lailu, it's not a Sufik. The Gemara says, if so, Amos says, what does the Sefer say? The Sefer over here says, the end says, that Rebbe likes the Duvri Chachomim Bishad Botka. Rebbe likes what the Chachomim say when she made a Bedika. So the question is, my Botka, what do you mean to say she made a Bedika? You learn if you want to tell me the Botka with Rebbe Yehuda, that she made a Bedika during the first Ben Hashmoshes. Just for my Botka with Rebbe Yossi, she did not make the Bedika during Rebbe Yossi's time. If so, Mechlal, this would teach us, the Rabbon and Sabbath the Rabbon themselves hold, Afagab the Loy Botka B'Tavayim, even though she did not make a B'dika at all, still Loy Chashinon, they were not afraid to say that she should be a Zava. So the question is why? Holay Botka, she did not make a B'dika at all, even according to Chachamim, why aren't we afraid maybe that's the time that she saw this Riyah, and she found a spot on the Begodim, maybe she saw it Ben Hashmosh, and she be a Sufik, maybe she's a Zava. So how could Rabbon and say for sure she's not a Zava? Elit must be pshita de botka bein but Rabbi Yehuda bein to Rabbi Yossi, that no, she did check herself. The Sefer is talking about now that according to Chomin she checked herself out both times, both the Ben Hashmosh of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. That's when he likes the words of the Chomin to say that what, that she's not a Zava. Abba, but it would be mashma, that what does Rabbi hold? that what's going to be Botka with Rabbi Yehuda, if the Isha checked herself out during the first Ben HaShemosh, it's Rabbi Yehuda, but just B'lei Botka with Rabbi Yehuda, she did not check herself out in Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemosh, then Mashmi Mechashin, according to Rabbi, yes, we would be afraid, maybe she's a Zava. Alma, what do you have to say then according to Rabbi, that the Ben HaShemosh to Rabbi Yehuda, the last minute of the Ben HaShemosh, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi, according to Rabbi, Taka Svekev is a Sofik. If so, it's a kasha of the Rebbe, other Rebbe. Like, what does Rebbe hold? Does Rebbe hold from the Ben HaShemosh of Rebbe Yossi that's a suffix? Or does he hold, no, that that's a Vaday Laila? So to see what Rebbe holds. So my answer is no. Hochi Kama. This is what Rebbe meant to say. They're not that Rebbe's coming to, like, make a new statement that to take out part of Rebbe Yehuda and part of the Rabbanan, but rather Rebbe just coming to explain the actual machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra and the Rabbanan. He's saying like this, Hochi Kama, Niran Divi Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, like the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra that he says that she is a Sofik Zava, Li Rabbanan, even according to Rabbanan, would also agree to him. When? De Loi Botka Klal, where she did not make a Bedika at all, she didn't check herself out at all. Loi Bet Rabbi Yehuda, not during the first 18 minutes of Ben HaShemoshes, for Loi Bet Rabbi Yehuda, not the last minute of Rabbi Yehuda Shira Ben HaShemoshes, she did not check herself out at all. In such a case, Shav Chachom lo nechaku olav. Even the Chachom do not argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Ela de Bodka but Rabbi Yehuda. They only argue in the case where she made a Bodika during the first 18 minutes of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemoshes. Just lay Bodka to Rabbi Yehuda. That's where the Rabbanan said that she's Tor from Zava. But in the case where she did not make a Bodika at all, then even the Rabbanan agree that we have to be afraid, maybe that's when she saw Ben HaShemoshes, then she would be a Sofik Zava. Aval Heichem on the case, Tlai Bodka Klal Moidelei, that's what Rebbe meant to say. So therefore, Rebbe is just explaining where the Machlokes Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan are. That when she does not make a Bedikah at all, everybody agrees she's a Sofik Zava. And when she makes a Bedikah both times, then everybody agrees she's not a Sofik Zava. The Machlokes is when she makes a Bedikah in Rebbe Yehuda's Shir and not in the Ben HaShemoshes of Rebbe Yehuda. The Rebbe Yehuda takes Cheshir that's still a Sofik Yom Sofik Laila, therefore she's a Sofik Zava, and the Rabbanan told no, that's Vade Laila, and therefore she did not see as Mana Sofik, so she's Vade, not a Zava. The other one says this, Uriminu, I'll still throw you a question though. Uriminu, it says, Horoye Kesem, Phoenicia sees a spot on a begodim, on a clothing, Luria Maruba Chesheshes. If she sees a big spot, meaning the size of three grisim, like three nickels, then she is chashina, maybe she's a zava. But l'riya mu'etis, she only sees two sizes, then einu chasheshes, we're not afraid to say, maybe she's a zava. And here it says, loshen of zudiv Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. These are the words of Yehuda ben Agra, not like we had before. Here he says that she only sees the size of two grisim, there's no chashina, she's a zava. And do Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra Shama Mishum Rabbi Yisrael the name of Rabbi Yosi. And on this Omer Rabbi says like this, that Ani Shamati Mimenu, I heard from Rabbi Yosi like this, not like you Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, but Rabbi says I heard from Rabbi Yosi myself, and he said like this, that Rabbi Yosi yields no Shachazuv Yachazuv Chasheshes, that even though she only saw the spot of two grisim, still there's a chashin, maybe she's a zava. And Rabbi Yosi explained to me like this, Uminatama ze omali, and this is the reason why he said it to me. We can say as well like this, Uma ilu nidu, just a regular nida, that she's taught me for 7 days. On the seventh day, let's say she saw a little bit in the morning, then in the afternoon she stopped seeing, and now by evening, before Maariv, let's say before Shkia, if she does not make a hefsik tar, she does not stop to make a bedika then, loite becheskas timeya, that she can't go to the mikvah at night. But we have to be afraid, maybe she's still seeing dam, and she'll still be tamei. And why? The svar is why? Because since she was seeing dam at the beginning of the day, so then if we don't know for sure she stopped, we say still she'll see. And so Benir and Dvarov, so here also Rabbi Yossi said, that if she sees now a kesemir, and it's two rias, so we don't know when she saw it. Maybe she saw it Ben HaShemoshes. And therefore Ben HaShemoshes is a suffix like 2 days, so she'll have a suffix over. And on this, Rebbe said, now Rebbe himself says here, V'nirun Dvarav, I like the words of Rebbe Yossi, Kishe Bodka, when she made a Bodika. So Mer says, my Bodka, what do you mean to say when she made a Bodika? Elaim, if you want to tell me. What does she say? Now Rashi says, of nearly devour means Amoida Niloy, I agree to you. He says, Rebbe says back to you that I agree to you though, Kishabotka ben Ashmash Shalim, that when she made a bdika the whole time, then I agree to you that she's not a self exovel. So the question is, what does Rebbe mean to say she made a bdika? So my bodka. Elaim, if you want to tell me the bodka with Rabbi Yehuda, Bulai bodka with Rabbi Yosi, that she made a bdika during the first ben Ashmashes, but not during the last minute. It is so mechav. It's a proof then to Rabbi Yehuda ben Akris Sof. Rabbi Yehuda, he holds. Afagav d'loy botk, even though she did not check herself. Loy b'Rabbi Yehuda v'loy b'Rabbi Yosi, loy chashinon. That Rabbi Yehuda holds, we're not chashin, even though she made no bedikah at all. So how could that be? For loy botk, she made no bedikah, so why aren't you afraid? El, a pshita v'shut, must be the botk, but now she made a bedikah. Bein b'Rabbi Yehuda, or bein b'Rabbi Yosi, she made a bedikah both times. Is so mechal to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agris Savar, bodko, but Rabbi Yehuda, she made a bedika during Rabbi Yehuda shir. But bodko to Rabbi Yosi, she didn't make a bedika during Rabbi Yosi shir, leichashin, then you're not afraid. Allah, what do you have to come out and say here? That ben Hashemoshet to Rabbi Yosi, this last minute of the ben Hashemoshet to Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, is not even a suffix, but Lailu comes out to be Vare Lailu. It's on the Chorot Zestira, Kasha de Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, de Yehuda ben Agra, Zestira. And Yehuda ben Agra, Yehuda ben Agra. Before we came out to say that he holds that this ben Ashmashos is a Suffolk. And now we're coming out to say he holds not that the last minute is not even a Suffolk. So Zestira, what does Yehuda ben Agra hold? It's much like this. Bishtime will be very good, Billah Rebbe. If you want to involve Rebbe in this Machlokes over here, that we had Rebbe before and Rebbe now, like Kasha. Without Rebbe's halacha, there wouldn't be any stira here. I could answer you, Hosom de bodko with Rabbi Yehuda, full of bodko with Rabbi Yosi. When does Yehuda say we are chashinen? Which he only made a bedika in the first ben Hashemashes, but not in Rabbi Yosi's last minute. Hoch over here that he says that we're not chashinen, we say she's not a zava. De bodko nami with Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Yosi. But here, when Rabbi Yehuda says she's vade, not a zava, means she checked herself out, the whole complete ben Hashemashes, and she knows she did not see them. And so that was she throwing the stains on the begodim, she know for sure it came either vada yom or vada laila. And since there's only two sizes, or two grisim there, so she only saw like 2 days, so she's vada not a zava. So without Rebbe, it wouldn't be a stira. Ela, but the Rebbe kashim, according to Rebbe, the Rebbe learns, even according to Yehuda, that in both cases, she did not make the bedika join the shir of Rebbe Yosi. So it's a stira then. To the beginning, it's Mashmiel's Rabbi Yosi. Shir is a suffix ben Hashemashes. And the last price is Mashmiel's Vadai Laila. It's not even a suffix. So it's a stira. According to Yehuda ben Agra, what is the yod of the ben Hashemashes of Rabbi Yosi? So Mitzvah Nechman, what you have to say here is, Trei Tanoi Velibu de Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. Tell you some Achlokes Noim. What does Yehuda ben Agra hold? Hai Tanasova Sholem ben Hashemashes Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you the first Tana holds. He actually says, hello, so like this. Ben Agra, Haitan, Sava, Shalom, the first time holds, that first it finishes the Ben Hashemashet Rabbi Yehuda, it finishes those.